This is LBC London News.
Donald Trump's insisted money he paid to his lawyer to reimburse cash given to an adult actress was to stop false and extortionate accusations she was making about an affair. The president says the money was paid to Michael Cohen through a monthly retainer and had nothing to do with the 2016 election campaign. He previously said, of course, he knew nothing about Cohen's payment to Stormy Daniels. Well, let's go live to Washington, where our US correspondent Simon Marks is waiting to speak to us on the line. A very good evening to you, Simon.
Hello, Chris.
An extraordinary U-turn from the president.
Yes, look, this is one of those days when you pinch yourself and you can't quite believe the news that you are covering. For months, the Trump campaign, Donald Trump personally, and the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, have insisted that he knew absolutely nothing about a $130,000 payment that was made by President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, to Stormy Daniels, this porn star who claims that she and Donald Trump had an affair. Every time they have been asked about this, the president and his press secretary have consistently maintained he knew nothing about it. You'd have to go and ask Michael Cohen why he made the payment. It's all a mystery. Then, of course, came the raid by the FBI on Michael Cohen's office just about 3 weeks ago now, an event that I think really upended the White House. And we are beginning to see the fallout from that, because it is now apparent that not only did Donald Trump know all about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, he actually paid the money back to Michael Cohen, his own attorney, in order to reimburse him for the cost of paying off this porn star in a bid to try and make sure that she didn't give an interview just before the US election in 2016 to the morning television program Good Morning America. We know all of this now because Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, who is now one of President Trump's lawyers, went on Fox News last night and revealed this information to an utterly bemused Sean Hannity, the host of the Fox News program that he was appearing on. And of course, Mr. Hannity is a personal friend and very strong supporter of President Trump. Take a listen to this exchange.
That money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation.
So they funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it.
Oh, I didn't know he did. The president, but do you know the president didn't know about this? I believe that's what
he didn't know about the specifics of it, as far as I know. But he did know about the general arrangement that Michael would take care of things like this.
Michael would take care of things like this. They funneled it through a law firm and the president repaid it. And you could hear there Sean Hannity, again, a very close supporter of President Trump, with his mouth on the floor after that announcement by Rudy Giuliani. Why does all this matter, Chris? There will be those people who say, come on, it doesn't really matter if President Trump had an affair with a porn star and paid her a bit of money to try and get her to stop talking about it.
There won't be many that say that.
Well, there will be some. There will be, I mean, you know, strong supporters of Donald Trump who are accusing the media of politicising this situation. Why it matters is, first of all, because it's far from clear that laws were not broken, despite Rudy Giuliani's assertion there that no campaign money was involved in paying off this adult movie actress. But more importantly, I think it matters because it totally shatters the credibility of the president and of his spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And when she arrived at the White House for work earlier this morning, she was deluged by reporters' questions.
Did you know that the president did not tell the truth when he said that he didn't know about the payment?
Again, Mayor Giuliani has spoken at length about this both last night and this morning. There's ongoing litigation. I'm not going to be able to comment no matter how many times you get that.
Well, they will be asking that question again and again and again in the days ahead. And at the end of the day, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has got a very, very inconvenient truth to face. She has lied from the podium at the White House on this matter time and time again. President Trump has lied on this matter time and time again. And this is all grist for the mill for the special counsel Robert Mueller, the prosecutor who was originally digging into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, but it's now increasingly apparent that what he's really digging into is whether President Trump now on multiple occasions can be accused of trying to obstruct justice. These, Chris, are perilous hours and days for the Trump White House.
Well, what can possibly happen next? I mean, it's as you've just explained, it's already been a frankly flabbergasting timeline. Where does the White House go from this? Where does Mr. Trump go? Where does American politics go?
Well, of course, this morning, as your listeners know, he went to a national prayer meeting, the timing of which was utterly extraordinary, because you heard that a little bit earlier live on LBC London News. They're going to try and evade questions about this. You heard Sarah Huckabee Sanders there saying she can't answer questions because it's subject to litigation. I mean, what everybody now wants to understand is, if, as Rudy Giuliani claims, the money didn't come from the Trump campaign, where did it come from? Did it come from Donald Trump's personal pocket? He took to Twitter earlier today announcing, this is completely out of the blue and again contradicts everything that he said before, Mr. Cohen received a monthly retainer not from the campaign and having nothing to do with the campaign, from which he entered into, through reimbursement, a private contract between two parties known as a non-disclosure agreement. These agreements are very common, wrote Donald Trump, among celebrities and people of wealth. In this case, it is in full force and effect and will be used in arbitration for damages against Miss Clifford, that's Stormy Daniels. The agreement was used to stop the false and extortionist accusations made by her about an affair, despite already having signed a detailed letter admitting that there was no affair, and he concludes that money from the campaign or campaign contributions played no role in this transaction. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the transaction was legal, because what we all want to know is, how exactly did Donald Trump reimburse Michael Cohen? Did he simply write a cheque for $130,000? Did he try and cover the whole thing up by sending Michael Cohen a slew of individual payments of $9,999.99. That would be considered something here called structuring and not necessarily the legal transfer of funds. Michael Avenatti is Stormy Daniels' lawyer, and he says the country will eventually come to understand exactly what happened.
We're going to get to the bottom of this no matter how long it takes, and this is not going to end well. I said it a few weeks ago. I said it last week. I'm going to absolutely, no question, say it again this morning. This president will not serve out this term.
So a dramatic prediction there from Michael Avenatti, who has an axe to grind. He is Stormy Daniels' lawyer. But I think that it is fair to say that while Donald Trump has still got a massive issue with Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, digging in to ties between the Trump election campaign and Moscow, he's now got potentially an even bigger problem relating to these payments that were made to Stormy Daniels, because as much as the president and Rudy Giuliani, his lawyer, insist that the payments were legal, there is not yet proof absolutely to uphold that conclusion.
Fascinating stuff. As ever, Simon, I wish I could talk to you for longer, but I've got to go to Doncaster for the latest on the Tour de Yorkshire.
from Washington to Doncaster, you get about.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Simon Marks, there for us live from Washington. You can always follow him for the latest trials and tribulations from the White House and American politics in general at Simon Marks FSN.